Good evening and welcome to Trevor's Monthly Gardening Diary, where Trevor will give you tips and advice for the following month. If you would like to ask Trevor a question, please call the studio on 01480 727104 and leave a message or email studio@8crfm.co.uk and we will get back to you as soon as we possibly can. Good evening, Trevor, and welcome to 8CR's new gardening programme. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's been a pleasure, Sue. I look forward to it.
Yes, we're going to be doing this every month, and our listeners can write in with their or call in with all their questions, and I hope you're able to help them. Now, how are we going to start? First of all, how did you start gardening, and how did your love of gardening manifest itself?
Well, that is quite easy because it was in the family. My father was a very keen gardener. And in fact, after leaving school at 14, he was an assistant at a big manor house until the outbreak of war. So he picked up a lot of his skills from there. After the war finished, he decided to do something else. He had a very large garden and he's basically taught me all I know. And as he always says, you never stop learning.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I love gardening as well. Not as much as you love your vegetables, which I do benefit from time to time. Now, tell us about your garden.
My garden is roughly 80 foot long. It comprises half of it of vegetable garden, two greenhouses, two sheds, and it keeps me out of trouble a lot of the time. And I do love growing vegetables because it's very therapeutic. And keeps you fit as well. So I try to do quite a few different vegetables and try something every year. And
good.
The greenhouse is a haven for raising your own seeds.
So do you raise everything from seed?
Not everything. I do from time to time get some small little plug plants from the garden centre. But as a rule, I will raise my own seeds, whether it's flowers or whether it's vegetables, more so vegetables, because I just have a passion for it, whether it's in the greenhouse or directly into the garden.
And what do you grow on a regular basis? You say you change things on a yearly basis.
Carrots, beetroot, French beans, runner beans, courgettes, and a whole raft of others that I would say I plant every year. Now, I do plant in the greenhouse tomatoes and chilies, and I like to dabble with the marrow, with the melons, something different.
Okay, so what have you been doing in January?
Well, January is a pretty dormant month, as you can imagine, because of the weather, but you can still keep thinking of the garden and especially the rotation of your garden if you are fortunate enough to have a vegetable patch. And if it's big enough to be able to rotate from one area to another to prevent diseases. Now, I would have dug my vegetable patch in the autumn, winter digging, but I do still have a couple of crops in the ground, which is Brussels and broccoli.
Yes, so what would you have done this month?
So this month, I would have been cleaning a lot of the pots, saucers, the greenhouse inside, disinfectant in preparation for when I start to use them, some of them at the end of this month, and then more so in February, which washing, it prevents disease as far as possible.
What sort of disinfectant do you use?
Disinfectant is garden disinfectant. A common variety is Jay's, but there are others available. Watered down in a bowl of very warm water. Scrub, wash, and then dry. And when I mean dry, you can just dry them onto slats and leave them there for a couple of days. And then they're ready to be stacked and put away until you need them.
And what about the greenhouse? Do you actually clean the glass of the greenhouse? What do you do to sterilize all of that?
Clean the glass inside with a cloth. And again, a disinfectant solution. But it's also important to ensure that any moss that has grown over the course of the season between the frame and the windows is cleared out because they can harbour pests and consequently can harbour disease.
So that's what you do in your greenhouse. What about your sheds in January?
In January, it's a case of actually tidying to be able to get into the sheds, which again would have been done in December and January. But you can clean a lot of the tools by sharpening your secateurs and any other tools that you feel need sharpening, and cleaning by virtue of oil onto the metal parts. I do with my forks, hose. You can sharpen your hose and everything. Yes, there's plenty to do.
Okay, and what about in the soil itself for January?
Very difficult unless you can actually get on to the ground, because it is very wet, and certainly this year it's been exceptionally wet, and you would be doing more harm than good by trying to do anything on the soil. And if it's frosty, don't attempt it.
Okay. So did you say you've got something still growing in the garden at the moment?
Yes, I have Brussels sprouts. They're coming to the end. They've served me for 3 months, but they love the cold. In fact, a good frost on a Brussels sprout enhances its flavour. So they say.
Parsnip, can't they be grown in at this time of the year?
Yes, they can. I do not grow parsnips. I just find I don't eat enough, and they have a long growing season. You would indeed be thinking about putting the seeds in next month to grow parsnips for actually picking in December and January.
So just sprouts, anything else?
Purple sprouting, which is again another brassica, part of the brassica family, and takes a long time to grow. And that will start coming to fruition at the beginning of March, or indeed towards the end of February. A lovely vegetable, but takes a long time to grow.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites, purple sprouting broccoli. Absolutely lovely. Okay, well, let's go into the commercial break now. And then when we come back, we'll talk about February and what you would advise to do in February. Have you got a list there, Trevor?
I have indeed. Yes.
Good, good. Okay, then. Well, we will go into the commercial break, as I said, play a record and then come back to you. Welcome back with me, Sue Rodwell-Smith, for Trevor's Monthly Gardening Diary. And now, Trevor, we're going to talk about February. How are you going to prepare for February and give our listeners some idea of what they need to be doing in the garden?
Well, the first thing I would say is to, if you intend to grow first early potatoes, is to get them from the stores as certified seeded potatoes and start chitting. Now, chitting is a technique of forcing the tubers through and is quite straightforward. Get your potatoes, put them into egg boxes, eyes side up, allow 6 weeks as a rule, and those eyes will grow and grow until they're about five or six centimetres tall. And then before you know where you are, you're in the middle of March and will be time to put them into the garden. So that's chitting potatoes. The other important thing about chitting potatoes is to keep them in a frost-free environment. A garage or porch is ideal. Do not exclude light, but they must be frost-free. Now, the other things I would be doing, certainly in the next couple of weeks, is getting flowered plugs from the garden centres. They are an absolute godsend because they give you the start a seed sometimes doesn't give you. And you can get about 20 plugs for a reasonable sum of money, about £4 as a rule. And they set you off, and you repot them up until they're ready to go outside, wherever you want to put them in the garden, or indeed into bigger pots.
These are plugs for flowers that you put in, as you say, in the garden, in the pots. What sort of flowers do you find are very easy to grow and are hardy?
As from the plugs, I will get geraniums, gazanias, lobelia, whatever is available that I think will enhance my garden. Marigolds, okay. I grow from seed because they're so plentiful in the latter part of summer that to not take seeds will be foolish.
Do you set the seeds in February?
I would sow the seeds in mid to late February, yes.
So that's also on your list for February. What else is on your list? Is that all seeds for everything?
So the seeds for the vegetables I would be putting in February, and that is the summer cabbage. And I would be planting into troughs, which are a small troughs in the greenhouse. I would be putting seeds, carrots and lettuce to give them a head start so you could have something early. When the land is pliable, then I would put a couple of rows of carrots in. Thing that goes in at this time of year is your shallots. And they are very easy to grow. Get your shallot bulbs from a garden centre, set them in a shallow drill, put them in until the tips are just showing above the ground.
Okay, so you would have obviously dug the soil over first of all.
Yes, you would have dug the soil over first of all in the winter, in the autumn rather, and then would have knocked the soil down because you let the frost do the work in the winter.
And would you have put any fertilizer or something in the ground as well?
You would probably put a fertilizer, a top dressing of fertilizer, just to rake it in to give it a little bit of a head start, yes.
What sort of fertiliser would you recommend?
Granular. General fertiliser. It's obtainable anywhere. And you just go by the instructions on the canister, sprinkle it over, rake it in, and then you're ready to start.
Okay. Anything else for February, please, Trevor?
Garlic. Get a garlic clove, break it open and put the individual cloves into the ground. Similar to shallots, really. They will be ready in the summer.
So you put them straight into the ground?
Put them into the ground. I put mine into pots so that I can have more control over them. And I've got more space for that.
Right. Anything else?
You can obtain your onion sets now. And they can go into the ground between the middle and the middle of March. If you get them too early, you can put them into modules in loose compost in the greenhouse so that they will start sprouting some roots.
So when you say modules, what do you mean by modules?
They're plastic modules, different sizes, that come in about 20 to 25 separate containers within. And they're various sizes, can be about half an inch thick, tall, and you just fill that with compost and just press gently in with the onions.
Okay, so we've got then onions, shallots, garlic, plugs and seeds. Is that right for February?
That's correct. You can actually set off your tomatoes, chilies and peppers.
Right. When you mean set off, what do you mean by that?
Sorry. To actually, I start mine in the greenhouse via a propagator.
Remember, Trevor, that some of our listeners are absolutely brand new to gardening. So you need to sort of hold their hands to take them through what you're doing.
Right. The easiest way is get small pots of compost. Go by the instructions of the seed packets. And with tomatoes and peppers, all you need to do is put a little plastic bag over them and put them on the windowsill. If you've got a conservatory, ideal, but any windowsill will do. And that will give them a good start. If you have a propagator, which is an electric device for warming, then all the better.
Now, there are many, many types of tomatoes. So for the uninitiated, what would you suggest they start off with?
I would say there are cherry tomatoes and there is slightly larger tomatoes, which are called Gardener's Delight. Now, they are very productive and they come up every time. You can never say never, but they come up quite regularly. If you don't want to grow big ones, then steer clear of those when you're shopping in the garden centres.
Stay clear of what? Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
The bigger tomatoes.
Oh, right. Okay. So go for the smaller ones.
Go for the smaller ones. Gardener's Delight is a real lovely tomato. And there's a new variety, reasonably new, called Shirley, which is also very reliable and it's slightly bigger than a gardener's delight, but it's very reliable. And that's what people want to see. They plant seeds, sow seeds, and something comes up.
Lovely. And what about your chilies?
Chilies are more or less the same. You put them into small little pots, cover them with fine compost, and then put them in a propagator or on the windowsill until they're big enough to handle. Then what we do is we pot them on, ease them out, and always pick a seedling up by its leaves, not by its stalk, and then we pot it into a bigger pot. And by that, you would have a size bigger, two sizes bigger, compost, hole, water well, and then drop the little seedling in.
And they are grown in the greenhouse all the time?
No, not from the actual planting of the sowing of the seeds, because my greenhouse is not heated. Okay. A lot of people do have heated greenhouses, but I don't.
Okay. So once it's got going, then that can just go outside once the weather's got better.
If you choose to put them outside, chilies are better grown in greenhouse because they have the constant heat. Tomatoes, there are different types of methods of actually growing tomatoes outside as opposed to growing tomatoes inside. Once the seeds have developed, you prick them out and they're on their growing journey, if you like.
Okie dokie. So this is all the things that you are going to be doing for February.
These are all the things I should be doing for February.
Okay. So when we come back at the beginning of March, then you will let us know how you did and what your advice is for March.
I can do indeed. I look forward to it.
Okay. So we'll now go to a commercial break. And after the commercial break, we'll go on to listeners' questions. Welcome back with me, Sue Rodwell-Smith, for Trevor's Monthly Gardening Diary. Now, we did talk about what you were doing in February, Trevor, and you said that you missed one thing out about lawnmowers you were going to talk about.
Ah, yes, lawnmowers. Well, now is this time of year to get your lawnmowers seen too, whether you do it yourself, oil, sharpen, clean, or actually send it off to a garden centre for this to be done, because there is nothing worse than trying to start your mower when you want it to cut grass and things aren't working properly. So I would suggest to have a look soon. And then if you need to take your mower in for servicing, do it soon, because they will be inundated with other mowers going in. And therefore, the longevity of your service will be weeks instead of days.
Okay, that's a good advice. Now, I've got four questions for you because we've had people already contacting us. And this one is from Rob in Huntingdon. How long should you chip potatoes?
As a general rule of thumb, you will chip potatoes for 6 weeks. So with that in mind, you can then set out as to when you purchase your potatoes. But obviously, you should ensure that the sprouts on the chitted potatoes are roughly 5 to 6 centimetres in length, but it is about 6 weeks. So if you're doing your first earlies, if you get them now, then your first earlies, if the weather is correct, should be going into the ground in the middle of March.
And what do you suggest? Because there's many, many varieties.
I tend to use a brand called Rocket, which comes up trumps every year. I recommend Rocket or Duke of York.
Rocket or Duke of York. That's lovely. I hope that satisfies you, Rob. Now, we have Tony in Huntingdon. What compost do you use for the seeds?
For the seeds I put direct from a packet into the pots, I personally use multi-purpose compost. A reasonably priced multi-purpose compost. You can use specific seed compost, but I have found that I use so much that it works out expensive. So I go for the multi-purpose. The one thing you should avoid is putting your own compost in for seed growing, because you do not know what pests or diseases are in your compost.
Right. So you do definitely need to go and buy compost from the retailers. Okay. Now we have Lynn in Houghton, who's brand new to gardening, and she says, how long before seedlings appear?
Well, what a very good question. The stock answer is, if everything has been done correctly, you should still refer to the instructions on the packet of seeds that you've got, because they do vary. Whatever you're growing, it varies, and they will give you on the back of the packet a period, whether it be between 7 and 14 days or 14 days and 28 days, so that you're not expecting on the 14th day to see seeds coming. So have a look at the packet and give them a chance.
Okay, lovely. And finally, Bill from Huntingdon, when is the best time for peas?
Peas, you can grow first early peas and main crop peas. I tend to grow first early peas. I start mine off in the greenhouse in pots. You can put them directly into wide drills in the ground, but they can suffer from mice. Mice can dig them up. So I start mine off in the greenhouse, and I would be considering doing it at about mid-February.
Okay. And what sort of peas do you recommend? What brand or what make?
There is a whole variety. So as to what you, depending if you're the first early, the main crop, I tend to use Hurst. H-U-S-T, Hush Shaft. That works for me. Have a look round and see what is right for yourselves.
Well, you don't really know what you're right for yourselves until you plant them, do you? So it's best to get a recommendation.
Yes, but some seeds will grow better in different soils.
Oh, I
see. I can only say for what my soil is.
And what is your soil?
It's fertile. It's fertile Cambridge soil. It's not acidic.
It's an alkaline soil, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okie dokie. Okay, well, those are all the questions, Trevor. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for all your advice for the month of February. And we'll ask you to come back, please, at the beginning of March to talk about what's happened in February and also what you wish to do in March, if that's okay with you.
I'd love to do that. And the best of luck to the listeners.
Thank you very much indeed. And as always, listeners, you can write in or email in. And I gave you the information at the beginning of the show. And Trevor's Gardening Diary will also be downloaded on the website, so you'll be able to hear it then. Thank you so much. This is Sue Rodbosso saying bye for now and see you again soon.